You're listening to MTL. More to Life is the Christian Union St. George's School, Harpenden, and our vision is to make God's presence known to this generation.
To start, I'm going to read from Luke 4. So, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." The devil led him up into a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It says, do not put your Lord God to the test." When the devil had finished tempting, he left until an opportune time. So Jesus spent 40 days in the desert with no food at all. Absolutely no food. Now, if you think about it, that really isn't possible for a human. Okay, guys? It's not even possible for Lance Armstrong, superhuman feat that he does. It's not even possible for Sam Follett over there. Now that shows you how impossible it is. Anyway, can anybody, just out of interest, can anybody tell me what the hottest day on record in England is? Any guesses? No. Okay. Well, it's 38.1 degrees in Gravesend in Kent. In the desert, every day it's hotter than that, and there's no shade at all, and it's freezing at night. So think about doing that for 40 days. Jesus managed to survive 40. Anybody else wouldn't be able to survive more than 3 or 4. Okay, he might have had water, so maybe he survived a bit longer. But most people would be delirious by the end of a few days, and you lose all your salt because you're not eating as well, because you're sweating. So if you're probably dead by the end of a week or fortnight. But Jesus managed 40 days. But the way Jesus managed to do this, he managed to do this through the power of the Holy Spirit. In the first verse, it says, "Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit." And this is really important for the whole message of the passage. Anyway, we're all tempted. Sometimes you may not have done that homework that your teacher asked you to. Maybe it's that bit of French homework that you thought was a bit of a doss, but it wasn't, so you didn't leave enough time. And you may be tempted to lie and make up an excuse. Or maybe your mum's made those really nice freshly baked cookies that are really nice when they're warm, but she's told you not to eat them. So you might be tempted to take one. For all you guys in MTL, it's like we might be tempted to, when we've got the opportunity to just talk to our friends about our faith, really share our faith and really just make God known. We fail and we get tempted and then we thus fail and we just fit in and just go with the flow. More often than not, we do fall foul of temptation. But let me get something straight. Being tempted is not a sin, okay? This is proved by the fact that Jesus was tempted. And Jesus was sinless, okay? If Jesus wasn't sinless, then he wouldn't have been able to take our sin on the cross. And Jesus was sinless, and he was tempted. So we're tempted. There's nothing wrong with being tempted. We all are. But what is a sin is when we give in to our temptations. Now, I think it's really important to take out of this that we can stand firm through the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so Jesus in the desert. Okay, this was the opportune moment. I need my Jack Sparrow hat. If you're looking for the opportune moment, that was it. Anyway, for Jesus to be tempted. He was hungry, he was tired, and Satan didn't just send some ordinary minion to go get him. He went himself. I don't know what you believe about Satan, but the Bible says that he's a fallen angel, and therefore he can only be in one place at one time. But he has minions, and sometimes he sets traps in the world around us to tempt us. But anyway, none of us are likely to be as tempted as Jesus was in the desert and subsequently at Gethsemane before he died. He was tempted tempted to not die for our sins. None of us are likely to be tempted like that much. So, like Jesus, we should be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when we trust totally in God, we can stand firm. In 1 Corinthians 10, it states, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." So guys, I'm talking mainly to the guys here because I am one. I know what struggles you go through. I know what stuff you're trying to deal with. And I need to tell you this, okay? And this applies to the girls as well. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. You are not alone, and we're all in this together. And also, let me tell you another thing. God does not let you be tempted more than you can bear. If you trust in God and allow Him to work through you through the Holy Spirit, then you can stand firm against any temptation that comes your way. Okay, now you might be asking me, why do we sin? If we can stand firm through any temptation, why do we sin? Well, sadly, because of our human nature and our tendency to drift away from God, we often try to do stuff in our own strength. And subsequently, we mess up. Okay, but you know what? The good news is that Jesus has already died for our sins. Okay, this is really good news. I don't want to see you staring at me with unhappy faces. I want to see you smiling. I want to hear you cheering, okay? Jesus has already died for our sins. And I know some of you guys may be feeling like really guilty, or maybe have felt guilty because of the stuff you've done. And you know what? You don't need to be guilty. You need to accept. You just need to accept what you've done. What you've done is wrong. And then ask God to forgive you. He's wiped the slate clean. Jesus has already died for our sins. He's wiped the slate clean. And also, we don't need to feel condemned. We sometimes in Christianity we get into a bit of a condemnation culture, but we don't need to be condemned, and we can't condemn others because if people haven't been forgiven and accepted forgiveness, we were once like that. And we can't be condemned because Jesus' sin is taken from us. Okay, guys. So I've suffered a lot. I've covered a lot. And I think we need to take some action. So I'm going to pray, and then there's some guys at the back who are willing to pray, and there'll be some paper for you to write down prayers or stuff, or you can reflect. I just pray that you just try reflect on what's been said. So if you guys would stand and I'll pray. Dear God, I pray that through this that you would touch these guys, Lord, and I pray that you would just help them not to stand firm against temptation. Give them uber amounts of your Holy Spirit to stand firm, and also just help them not to feel guilty, Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to the More to Life podcast.
And I'm still waiting for